With the bye week now behind them, the Broncos are describing Week 10's game against division-leading Kansas City as an opportunity. It's a chance to kickstart the second half of the season at home and potentially pick up two games in the AFC West. Perhaps the most noticeable change the team made was realigning the offensive line. Ryan Harris says he's as healthy as he's been all season. He'll move back to right tackle. Meanwhile, rookie Zane Beatles will slide over to left guard. The Broncos know to be a better team the next 8 games, they have to run the ball, and they hope using the offensive line they designed back in training camp will help.
We've certainly shuffled some things around in the first half of the year up front, but I think that the more we can settle in and get a group playing together for as many straight days as we can, the better off I think we'll play. I think Noshon's probably as healthy as he's been all year, which is a plus for him and for us. And hopefully we can start to see some strides made in the running game.
We're practicing the right techniques and. But we also know that nothing we say is going to get it done. You know, the proof's going to be in what we do on Sundays. And, again, this Sunday's another opportunity.
You know, Ryan's coming back, I know, with a lot of confidence, and he's excited to get back in, and we're excited to have him back in. So he's a good player. He's played some good football for us in the past, and he'll definitely do it in the future.
Each week we go into the plan thinking, okay, who are the best 5 guys to play with? And this is a good group that we have this week, and we're looking to have a good game with those 5 guys up front.
Everyone at Invesco Field at Mile High will expect the Chiefs to run the ball, and then run the ball again. They've been doing that all season to the tune of almost 180 yards a game, with second-year back Jamaal Charles and veteran Thomas Jones.
We faced two-headed monsters all year, Sean Green, LaDainian, Darren Bush. I mean, it doesn't stop for us. Ray Rice, Willis McGahee, I think we faced some of the top rushers in the league. So we just got the same task this weekend, go out and play our football and see who plays the best.
The thing that we have to do defensively, we have to tackle well. We have to do our set the edges on these guys and tackle well. That's going to be the key for us, is to tackle well.
It's looking at a weird stat. We've had more running attempts against us than any other team in the NFL. So right there, it kind of tells you the game's always been close. Teams are sticking with the run. And, maybe we're doing good in the first 3 quarters against the run. Maybe that fourth quarter starts coming out. So, I think the thing is just staying focused, staying consistent, and, playing as hard as you can.
Kansas City's reliable run game has helped rank the team 5th in the league in turnover margin. Earlier in the week, McDaniel said the Chiefs are probably the best complementary team they'll see all year.
They don't throw interceptions because they don't throw the ball. I mean, that's just it. I mean, it's going to be just like coming to your Friday night high school game when you're seeing a wing T team. They run the ball.
The turnovers come. They just come in bunches, kind of. You just got to get in his face, make them do things they don't want to do. We just got to be more disruptive, so to speak. So if we can do that, the turnovers will come. We just can't get too anxious about it.
It's not about telling you we're going to be better. It's about doing it. And I think that's the mindset. It's not about telling you what we're going to do. We're going to change this and change that. No, it's not. Those things have never worked in the game. So it's about going out and doing our job and having a good time. That's something you're going to hear me say. We're going to have a good time playing this game. And when you have excitement, when you play with the emotion that, we always play playing this game, then you're going to make those plays when they come up.
Now on Friday, when asked about DJ Williams, McDaniel said he and the organization were still gathering facts about the linebacker's arrest. We're certainly disappointed and don't condone that kind of behavior. He also added that the organization had not yet made a decision on Williams' status this weekend. From Dove Valley, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV. More from Invesco Field on Sunday.